Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunyo Mehta with the news. The headlines. Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says corporate investment in Nagaland is increasingly focused on equipping youth. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo and Deputy CM Y. Patton lauds Union Minister Sitharaman's three-day visit to Nagaland. Nation celebrates Janjatiya Gaurav Divas commemorating 150th birth anniversary of freedom fighter and tribal leader Birsa Munda. And DCPU Zinheboto holds block-level sensitization program on child rights protection and legal adoption. And now the news in detail. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said corporate investment in Nagaland is increasingly focused on equipping youth with advanced technology-oriented skills. In Dimapur, she inaugurated the AI and Future Skills Center of Excellence at Nagaland Tool Room and Training Center, highlighting two major initiatives driving this shift: a Tata Group semiconductor training program in Kohima and a Scient Foundation partnership in Dimapur offering AI-driven manufacturing and 3D printing training.
Look at the range of CSR which is coming into Nagaland, and look at the purpose-driven way in which CSR is coming to help our youth in Nagaland. Give them the skills, not of things which happen every day, you know, tool rooms for foundry, tool rooms for making sure some machine components can be repaired. All that is important. They should continue. But the new age related manufacturing, which happens using AI, using very many like things like 3D printers, and AI itself is going to be transitory. We don't know for how long, but transitory. We don't know for how long, but transitory. But in the meanwhile, it is capturing every productive activity because of the efficiencies it brings in.
She said the programs aim to prepare Nagaland's youth for emerging opportunities in India's technology sector. Ms. Sitharaman also reviewed progress under the 112 Aspirational Districts Initiative and led a credit outreach program with major banks to boost loan access and financial inclusion.
This visit was focused more on going to the aspirational district, which is Kifire. And not just going to Kifire, but also to understand how the aspirational districts, the targets and the goals which were set even as India's 112 aspirational districts plan was started off a couple of years ago. And essentially reaching the saturation point in health, education, nutrition, farming, women's empowerment.
During the visit, she met Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo and Cabinet Ministers to review the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment Scheme. Ms. Sitharaman also virtually inaugurated a prefab multipurpose hall in PAC and a guest house for administrative officers in Zinheboto. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today said the State Cabinet held a review meeting of Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment SASCI projects with Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Taking to his social media handle, Mr. Ryo expressed sincere gratitude for Ms. Sitharaman's visit to Nagaland and for her valuable feedback and guidance. The Chief Minister said the state government looks forward to her continued support and leadership while working towards the developmental goals.
Kifire had a very good tour, and yesterday, half the day, he spent in Kohima and inaugurated our AI and then many other things, including this morning, just come down and gone to the children's for inauguration. And we just had a meeting, review of this SASCI, the capital investment.
Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Patton said Ms. Sitharaman's visit brought meaningful conversations on development, partnership and the aspirations of the people of Nagaland. In his X handle, Mr. Patton expressed gratitude for the warmth shared, the insights exchanged and the encouragement extended to the state. The nation celebrated Janjatiya Gaurav Divas today to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The center has marked 15th November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognizing the importance of keeping tribal history alive. Over the years, this observance has expanded into Janjatiya Gaurav Week, celebrated across ministries and states with cultural programs, exhibitions, and educational activities that bring the legacy of tribal heroes to life. Agashvani correspondent reports that over the past decade, the vision of tribal development has expanded into a nationwide mission. Today, 42 ministries actively contribute to tribal welfare through the Development Action Plan for Scheduled Tribes. The government has continuously emphasized the development of museums and memorials dedicated to tribal freedom fighters. 11 museums have been approved across 10 states. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News and Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh Pakwara 2025 concluded today with a tribal walkathon from the Nagaland Civil Secretariat to the NLA Gate in Kohima. Flagging off the event, Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Election H. Tovihoto IMA said the walkathon commemorated the 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, calling him one of India's greatest tribal freedom fighters, noting Nagaland's nearly 100% tribal population compared to India's 8-9%. He highlighted the significant cultural, artistic and nation-building contributions of tribal communities and urged unity for the state's and the nation's progress.
We have contributed as a tribal in so many ways, in our culture, in our music, in our art, in our tradition, our craftsmanship. In so many ways, we have contributed for the nation building positively, and the nation always remembers the contribution made by the tribal community.
Tribal Affairs Secretary Angelina Tajan, in her keynote address, said the Pakwara honors Birsa Munda's courage and enduring legacy.
This walkathon is not just a physical journey, but it is a symbolic one. A journey of unity, pride, and resilience. It is a celebration of the rich traditions, vibrant culture, and indomitable spirit of our tribal communities.
She described the walkathon as a symbol of unity, pride and resilience, and called for continued efforts towards tribal socio-economic development and empowerment while upholding the values Munda championed. The event also featured a tribal paintings exhibition and a tribal cuisine competition at the Duda Conference Hall. The Kimingan tribe won first place, followed by the Pom and Konyak tribes in second and third positions. As part of Child Rights Week from 14th to 21st November, the District Child Protection Unit, DCPU Zinheboto, held a block-level sensitization program on child rights, protection and legal adoption today at Atoizu Town Hall. District Child Protection Officer Rosonyo Rita Ruta spoke on child rights, legal frameworks and the role of community participation in safeguarding children. Legal Cum Protection Officer Luoying Konyak briefed attendees on child protection mechanism, legal adoption procedures and the responsibilities of statutory bodies. The program aimed to enhance grassroots awareness and strengthen community responsibility in promoting and protecting child rights. The Office of the Deputy Commissioner Kohima, led by DC B. Hanok Buchem, joined the live streaming of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address from Gujarat and observed Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh at the DC's office today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Buchem said the day honors tribal pride and the legacy of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, stressing the need to preserve traditional culture amid growing modern influences. He urged parents to teach their children their native dialects, noting that many youths struggle to engage in community and church activities due to unfamiliarity with their mother tongues. He encouraged families to reconnect with their roots by taking children to their villages to strengthen cultural bonds. Nagaland is participating in the 44th India International Trade Fair, IITF, which opened at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi yesterday. The Nagaland Pavilion was inaugurated by Joint Secretary MSME Mercy Ipau, who was joined by officials from Nagaland House, the Industries and Commerce Department, and the Planning and Transformation Department. After the inauguration, Ms. Ipau toured the pavilion stalls and encouraged exhibitors to utilize MSME ministry schemes for branding and design support. The pavilion features a range of Nagaland's signature products, including handlooms, handicrafts, food items, and dry flowers. The 14-day fair, concluding on 27 November, includes participation from 12 countries. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says corporate investment in Nagaland is increasingly focused on equipping youth. Chief Minister Nipu Ryo and Deputy CM Y. Patton loads Union Minister Sitharaman's three-day visit to Nagaland. Nation celebrates Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, commemorating 150th birth anniversary of freedom fighter and tribal leader Birsa Munda. And DCPU Zunaboto holds block-level sensitization program on child rights protection and legal adoption. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.